the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 305. Basically, the subway.
Broadcasting from a corner of the internet so remote, so unstable, that we have to keep feeding the meter to reboot our dial-up connection. This is Comedy Forecast.
It's the Basically Podcast Show with your host, Lenny Treetop. Brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And now, here's your host, Lenny.
Hi, this is Lenny. And basically, hang on a second. Sorry. Basically, I forgot that the microphone needs to be on the table. Wow, that's a great podcasting tip.
Like, not cool, Lenny. This is like turning into some sort of super slick corporate production.
Yeah.
Like, what's next? Your own, like, house band and groupies?
I don't think so. Basically, you have to be a group before you're allowed to have groupies.
Ugh.
Maybe I could have onesies.
Like, whatever. You didn't even, like, introduce me.
Sorry. I got swept up in all this excitement. Basically, this is my downstairs neighbor, Cindy.
Like, hey, Lenny.
Hey, Cindy.
I think you've gone, like, way too Hollywood. You need to, like, keep it real.
How do I do that?
Like, just be you. Like, tell us about your day.
Basically, it was crazy.
What happened?
Basically, I went to work.
Like, I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, but work wasn't the hard part. It was getting to work that was basically not cool.
Like, why?
Basically, I had no idea that they were going to switch from tokens to those pass cards on the subway.
Like, how did you not know? They've been talking about it for, like, weeks.
Yeah, but basically, I thought they were talking about subway sub shops.
So, like, what happened?
When I tried to use one of my tokens, someone in a uniform came up to me.
The man.
Actually, it was a woman.
The man has, like, many faces, Lenny.
Wow. I'll bet that makes it really hard to put in contact lenses. But that rocks. Anyway, she told me that my tokens weren't good anymore, which is weird, because I always keep them in the refrigerator.
Why do you do that?
Well, I used to keep them in the microwave, but then they just...
Like, then what happened?
Then I tried keeping them in the fish tank.
No. Like, what happened at the subway?
Oh. Basically, she told me that I needed to buy a card.
Did you, like, do it?
Yeah. I don't mind change, as long as everything ends up the same way. So, I bought a card and swiped it to go through the gate, which sounds pretty gross.
Whatever. Like, what happened next?
So then I rode the subway. First there was a tunnel, then a stop, then we went a bit further in the tunnel.
Like, this is way too intense, man. Can you, like, skip to the end?
Okay. Basically, the universe collapses in on itself and time ends. But before that, I got off at my subway stop. But basically, I didn't know that you needed to use the card again to go through the gates to get out.
Like, so?
There was a problem with my card.
Whoa! What did you do?
I'll tell you. After this message from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Abby Fallmacher, owner of the Little Wicker Basket Company. Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere. Here at the Little Wicker Basket Company, I have one rule. Never stand still. Especially after that time they tried to bury me. Hello? Did you notice I was still breathing? Anyway, as I was saying, we're always looking for the next new breakthrough in wicker basket technology. That's why I'm proud to announce two new additions to our basket lineup. The Little Wicker Basket C and the Little Wicker Picnic Basket S. The Little Wicker Basket C is last year's basket model, but now it comes in a wide variety of colors. You can choose from brown, darkish light brown, pale dark brown, chocolate, cafe Americano, dead leaves, mud, rust, fertilizer, rotten banana, and blue. Then we'll sell you a protective cover that completely hides the color you just spent all that time selecting. I love my job! On the other hand, our new top-of-the-line wicker picnic basket S incorporates groundbreaking fingerprint recognition technology. You can open the basket just by touching the lid and lifting it up. And before you ask, yes, you can get it in gold. Heck, for the profit I'm making on these things, I'll cover the damned thing in gold-pressed platinum if you want. Well, unfortunately, it's time to return you to the Basically Podcast Show. Or as I call it, Game of Stoned. And remember, little wicker baskets, they're everywhere.
So, like, what happened to your card? Where did it go? Did it self-destruct after it transmitted your identity to the NSA?
What's the NSA?
National Subway Allegiance Association. Like, the second A is silent.
That rocks. Basically, the card was in my wallet.
Like, what? Isn't that, like, the first place you'd look?
Yeah, but my wallet was in my jacket.
This is getting pretty weird, Lenny. Even for you. All you had to do was, like, reach into your jacket, pull out your wallet, and pull out the card.
Yeah, except I couldn't.
Like, I knew it. They reversed the polarity on the card. Well played, NSAA. That's right. I pronounced the second A. Come and get me. Just, like, not right now. If you could, like, wait 10 or 15 years, that'd be cool.
Basically, none of that happened. It's just that my jacket was in my backpack.
Like, really, Lenny?
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Basically, you think I should have opened my backpack, taken out my jacket, reached into the pocket, pulled out my wallet, and grabbed the subway card.
Like, yes.
Basically, that sounds like too much work.
Like, I can dig it. Work is a lot of work. So, how did you, like, get out of the subway?
Basically, I rode the subway all the way back to where I got on, walked backwards off the car, and basically backed out of the gate.
Yeah, like, that sounds like so much less work. Wait, the gate opened?
Yeah.
Nomad 451 just sent you an instant message. He says that the card reader read your card in your wallet, in the pocket of your jacket, in your backpack.
Wow. Basically, that's more reading than I've done.
So, like, how did you get to work?
I walked. Basically, it's only a block. I mean, as long as you don't walk 12 blocks in the wrong direction to get on the nearest subway stop.
Lenny, my mind is full right now. Can we be, like, done?
Yeah, I'll put the mic away.
RSS rule!
Oh, hi, folks. Well, that was kind of weird. Anyway, before we go, I wanted to just...
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, Sir Patrick, I was just about to tell the folks if they wouldn't mind if
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay, quickly, people. If you wouldn't mind leaving a positive review for Comedy Forecast over at iTunes, it really helps us out. Okay, and remember, for more episodes, you can visit comedyforecast.com or subscribe via iTunes or however else you listen to podcasts.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.
Bye.